We are in the Rambam Hilchas Chiyum Atana Perek Vav Halacha Yudala, Chapter 6, Law 14. Now, different, again, situations of what does the situation show us as what the intent of the giver is. Mi sheshalach kelim imedines hayam, someone who sends utensils, ships them, he's abroad, he sends them, and with the following instructions. V'omar, yitnu elu levonai, give these items to my bonai. Bonai can be literally translated as sons, could be loosely translated as children. That's what he says. So who, and he happens to have a couple boys, a couple girls. So what do? He sends all kinds of chuches, you know. Yiddish word.
Tchotchkes,
kakamaikas, you know. Yeah, he sends all kinds of things. Gifts. He sends gifts. So, hare eli yitna labanim labanim. You give it to the boys and the girls. But, you take a look at what's there. Haroi labanim, gifts that are fit for sons, you give to the sons. Gon svarim, let's say gemaras. He ships a gemaras. Well, who does he plan on having the gemaras? To the daughters or to the sons? You understand? It's this farmer going, you know.
Depends how religious they are.
The Rambam was not Orthodox. The Rambam was not modern Orthodox.
Oh.
So Rambam says, you give it to the boys. Uklei Muhammad, what about weapons? Again, he's not a Muslim.
Oh.
So weapons goes to the Jews.
To the Jews?
To the boys.
To the boys.
That's right.
To the boys. Now, if you're a Muslim, the woman on TV just takes her knife right out and shows it to everybody. I'm ready to kill Jews, but not Yidden.
TV, what's that?
That goes Labanim, an interview. Labanim. So it goes to the sons. Barei Labanos, and was for the girls, you know, like Barbie dolls, things like that. Going clay meshi. Meshi is what? Silk. Silk materials that are colored, pretty. Chalis off nose rings, stuff like that. Yidden Labanos, the girls get that. And what if it's something that's neutral, like a cell phone? All right. How you ruling
the
scheme of
the
cables?
It was
something fit for boys and girls.
Sure, the boys shouldn't have cell phones.
Eat lost on the boys get it.
Depends what color the case is.
That's interesting. Why do the boys get it? There's a number of answers to that. One of them is, well, you know, when he said bunny, it could have meant boys, so we're just throwing in the girls, but so we give the boys the inside track. And my commentary says something very interesting. He says the reason because he it says that he feels closer to the boys. The father feels closer. Does your English commentary add to that a little bit? Feels closer to a man feels closer to his son than his daughter. And as a matter of fact, he would even feel closer to his son's wife than his own daughter.
Come on.
Yes. Well, Nesua, then his own daughter is married. That's what the commentary says right there.
I know it says that.
But the reason he gives, I can't understand it. That the words just don't make any sense.
So let me ask you a question. Do you feel
anyway,
that way?
I
can turn off the tape. Anyway.
This is the days of the Rambam. The commentary has nothing to say? Interesting. Anyway.
Mordechai's here?
So, you know, I don't understand. He says, V'atam ibnei sha'al b'no leparnosa. I don't know what he means by that. So anyway, but a father has a greater affinity to the boys. Maybe the boys will take it. You know, for example, when you give birth to a girl, you make a bracha shehechayon. When you give bracha to a boy, you say atov ametiv. Now that's a better bracha. Why? And the commentaries say because the boys will take care of you in your old age. In the patriarchal world, the boys will take care of you more than the girls will. They get married,
well,
go somewhere else.
Anymore.
That doesn't matter, but that's halacha in the bracha. So again, so the father wants to make sure the boys are happier. So if it can go to both, it'll go to the boys. V'chein, let's go to the next case now. Hameshaleach kelim lebeisostam. What if he sends things, but he doesn't say it's for my children. He says it's to be delivered to my house. And therefore the people in the house, my household. That's a little bit different. He didn't say children. He said household. So v'haybam kelim aruim labanos. If there's utensils that fit for the girls, yitlo somebody else. If the girls can get it, and certainly it goes without saying, he doesn't say if it's fit for the boys, it goes for the boys. And umdan das, because we assume shushoch lahem shoy, send it for them. But what if it ain't labanos? What if he ain't got no daughters in this last case? Oshoy benos, but his daughters are married and they're out of the house. Yitlosam nisheibanov, then the wives of his sons will come first, because they're in the house. Shadas notam shal, because he probably meant to give it to them as opposed to the others.
What happens if they're not in the house?
Well, what? Then they're not.
It's just sons.
If the sons have no daughters, if their sons have no wives, then the married daughters would get. So the main idea is, what do we assume he meant? That's the idea. What do we assume he meant? And these are the guidelines in those days. Maybe nowadays the assumptions could be different. But at least in the Rambam, is that what it was? Now, how about in the olden days, what if you're going to marry off your son and you have it in a nice empty house? Does the father mean to give the house to the son or not? Place to start.
The wedding home.
The home, they didn't have halls to rent out in those days. He did it in the house.
In the house.
And there's a question.
Why don't you do it in a shul?
You don't do weddings in shuls. You just daven in shuls.
The bayit is
wedding. Yeah, they had bayits in the days of the Rambam? I don't think so.
I don't know.
You look at all the old shuls, there weren't social halls. It's just daven there. You go to Eretz Yisrael, the old shuls. It was just a shul. There was no wedding hall.
The Beis HaMikdash had a social hall.
How did they make money?
Okay, so you just said a shul.
That's a good question.
Look at these old shuls. They were shuls. You had a wedding, you went to a wedding hall. You did it at home. Anyway, Hamesi Venel Gadol. Now, you have to have all these conditions. About four conditions have to exist now. Hamesi Venel, he's marrying off his oldest son. Okay? Or an older son. But it's a big one. Lebesula to a virgin, but by in a house that the father owns. Kana, the son has now acquired the home. We assume the father wants him to have Kana Habais. He gets us. We assume so. But there's going to be a number of conditions for us to assume that. Vu number one, you can assume Risharim Lezaben. That's the first wedding of the son. Velohisiyav ben Acher Kamlo. And he didn't, it's the first son that's getting married. There was nothing. Father didn't leave anything in the house of his own materials in the house. It was an empty house, just filled with wedding guests and that kind of stuff. So therefore, although he says, this halacha is almost like Allah doesn't have a reason, but there really is a reason. But they touched upon this to give them, because the assumption is he wants them to give it. Why? Because he has so much joy. It's my first son, my first wedding. You know how people are with first weddings. They blow money they should never blow. They get wiser the second, third, and fourth simcha. First simcha, they blow everything out. Whoa, this is his day, man. We'll do it. Yeah. What about a wedding consultant for $10,000? Why not? We don't want to make any mistakes. And then after the wedding, he says, oh, did I spend too much on that? And then you put poor fifth kids, bar mitzvah, they give a little bit of schnapps and lekach.
What about the herring?
No, it's just the fourth guy, that, not the fifth. Anyway, so therefore, the rabbis assume, no bites, they want to bequeath the house. He wants to give him a house, give him a good start. You gave me a lot of joy, you sonny boy, that they're getting married. So, see, Morty wasn't the first one. He didn't get a house.
I can see that.
He didn't get a house.
I was going to say something.
The proof is the provision. He didn't leave any of his stuff in the house. It's an empty house, so it means it's for him.
And the Rama adds that he should have another place to live.
The father should have another home.
What happens if he's homeless after this?
Now, therefore, Lafika, therefore, in Shir Shoma Filu Pach Echa, what if the father leaves even one jug in that house? He doesn't get the house because the father's showing.
One jug.
I want you to have the house.
Everything's 100%.
One jug.
What if?
Father's back there weren't very good at communication either. Like saying, have a house?
What do we assume is going on? Yeah. Okay? And obviously, if people say things clearly, right, it's different. Sometimes he might want to wait and see how the wedding goes, Did they give him enough honors?
If you see him halfway through the wedding,
if they didn't give him enough covet, I'm going to say, and I'm not giving you the house. Well, I don't know.
No, I'm not removing the bottle of scotch.
What if he could buy some clothes? What if he designates for a house that's filled with furniture? Even though he may hold back one utensil for himself, says that one's mine. Ohio Lo Shamos already had a storage room in there. Kiyas are similar. Kona Klebais, he gets all the utensils of the house except for the one he held back, but a bias Lo Kona, but doesn't get the house, which is an interesting halacha. I don't quite see the logic to all that, but he's saying, I guess it was full of stuff. Then I guess it shows that he doesn't, but he's selling all the stuff. So why isn't he selling the house? It's an interesting halacha.
Sounds like the gift of stuff, but not of house.
If he designates the house and the utensils, even though he leaves something for himself, right? Still, he gets all the utensils.
Who gets?
The son.
Gets all the furniture.
Kind of
but not the house.
Right. But not the house.
Even though he said he's giving him the house.
No, he just designated the wedding in the house with furniture. It's a house with lots of furniture, right? He's only holding back one piece of furniture for himself.
Just to take all the furniture and move it out of the house and find somewhere else to live.
You got it.
What if it holds
But I guess if he doesn't hold anything back, then maybe he would give him the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. How about one more version of this? Let's say it's a two-story building. Yichad lo bayis va'aliyah. What if he makes the wedding in a house that's got a main floor and a top floor? So, you know what? He only meant to give the kid bayis kana. He gets the son gets the lower floor. Aliyah lo kamna. The upper floor doesn't, because that's not a part of the... In those days, it wasn't like...
It's like a duplex.
Yeah. So he only meant to give him where it was, in the main house. Or if he had the wedding in a house and then a big porch in front.
The veranda.
The veranda. He only gets the house. There's much bigger porches than we have today. He didn't give him the porch.
Like down.
Shnei one house within a house. You have to go through the first house to get to the second house. Only the one that he got married in and the other one he doesn't. This is obvious. There are obvious boundaries. And where they did the wedding, that's where he gets it.
Why does it be the woman's first marriage?
Man's first marriage. Because that's a simcha, marrying a basula. That's a big thing. You get extra ksuva. You get double the ksuva. What are you talking about?
Double.
It's a big simcha. It's mamish. You get everything. Elder, first son, first marriage. He married a basula. It's mamish. Everything's going for him. Everyone's talking. This is the shidduch of the century. Oh, I'm so glad. Here, just take a house. I'm so happy. Okay.
Yeah, aren't most of the weddings typically outdoors before...
The meal.
Meals outdoors?
No.
The meal's indoors.
Indoors. You don't want
the wedding can be outdoors, but the meal has to be indoors. Okay, Yud Zion. Here we go. This is something that was mentioned already before in the laws of marriage. Kfar Bayarno already explained, been assumed regarding marriage. Sheshnaim shoy b'neihem shiduchim. If we have two potential in-laws that are speaking, now shidduchim means they're talking about marrying off the son to the daughter.
Yeah.
Okay? So, one second. The father of the groom, potential groom, and the father of potential bride, they're discussing getting married. They're discussing all the details. And so they're having shidduchim. Shidduchim mean it's a connection of marriage that they're developing. I don't know what the English calls it, but they're making a shidduch. Upasak ze al yedei beno. This guy decides what he's going to give for his son. Ze al yedei bito. This one says what I'm going to provide for my daughter. You know, I'm going to give you two horses and a chickens, and you're going to provide linens and this place, whatever. They made up what they're giving up. That's right. There's intense discussions now, negotiations.
But there's no kinyan here.
And he says, va'amru, and he said, kama atanosein lebincha, how much are you going to give for your son? Kach v'kach, so much. V'kama atanosein lebincha, how much are you going to give for your daughter? Kach v'kach, so much. Va'amru, they got up, the kitshu, and they made the kiddushin. That's only step one.
This is without the kids' permission?
The kids have nothing to say over here.
On,
the parents take care of it. It's a Hasidish Rambam, right? It's, you know, the parents, the kids have got no money.
Yeah.
The parents are making the whole deal over here.
He's out learning.
So anyway, so now, was there any real kinyan made on any of those utensils that they spoke about?
No.
None.
No actual kinyan was
made. And there was nothing written either.
But Kanu Bamira, the acquisition is with the speaking, even without a kinyan, the Gemara says... Because of the pleasure that's happening, we know they mean it. Because really, the only reason you need a kinyan, really, is no, does the guy really mean it? Because the guy could say, promise you, I'm going to give you this, going to do this, and this. Fooling.
Oh, boy.
You know, so I need a kinyan. You know, no fooling. Let's make a kinyan. Here, pick up my pen. It's a kinyan. So, but since there's so much joy in making the wedding, and they're all so agreeable over there, we don't need a kinyan. We know parents want to marry off their kids.
That's not the firstborn thing, is it?
That's any shidduch that's made. They're talking shidduchim, they're saying this, and they went and made a kiddushin array. So it's not like they're joking around. They made a kiddushin array. They are legally married at step one, remember? Now they're going to wait a year to come up with the dough. The kinyan for the kiddushin, you have a kinyan, but there was no kinyan for the objects.
Happy about that, too.
So they gave over kesef or shtar. Yeah, they wrote a shtar. So and so is going to get is married to so and so. Finished. They didn't put any of the chickens or the linens in the document. But we assume that it's all there. They really mean it because look, they made a kiddushin.
So is the kiddushin not a kinyan for the
kinyan? It's just for the husband and wife that they're married. That's okay, it. That's but it. Not
no
for
property.
Any of them.
No property.
It's no ksuva. It's not a ksuva here. Ve'ein konin b'amira, but this kinyan doesn't. They don't own it by this verbalization. Zo ad shas until they actually go under the chuppah and live as husband and wife.
Is it contractual in terms of the chickens and the linens? So if one side decides they're not going to give the chickens and the linens, is that a retractor or a whole?
No, they already own it. You can't be you owe money. You have to pay out.
You got to pay out.
It's done. The kinyan's done.
Uh-huh. So it's a debt. What? Chickens are a debt.
It's not a debt. You have to come up with it. What if I sell you something and you give me the money? I got to give you the object. Even if I didn't give it to you, I have to give it to you.
Yeah.
Shekolah paisek, because whenever you make up, here's the point, when you make up to give, you only make it on the condition that the marriage is going to happen. In other words, the kinyan is it started at the erusin,
right?
But I'm only going to give you the chickens if they're really going to get married.
It's at the nesuyah.
What if they call off the wedding?
Okay, no chickens.
Then you're out, nothing. Because I was surely willing to give it to you, assuming they're going to get married.
No wedding.
But if they
no
get
chicken.
Married, well, why can't my daughter get all this stuff anyway?
No.
Well, what are you talking about? There's no marriage. There's nothing going. So they don't. The ownership, the transfer of ownership from the fathers to the couple only happens after the chuppah. Utsrichin, also another thing has to happen. The things that they're making up, they have it now. It has to be something that's in the world. Remember, you can't sell something that's not in the world. Unless they're readily, there's all kinds of conditions, unless they're readily available.
Right. So, yeah,
there's chickens all over the place, but if it's something that, how are you ever going to get this?
It hasn't hatched
yet. Anyway, because not all these things have to be written. Not everything has to be written. It's understood. Lafikach, therefore, ain't a kishtar. It's not like a shtar. At sheyitruf mehem, until you come to collect from them, from lakuchas. Because you don't plan on making any, I skipped this line. These things do not have to be written. You don't have to write them in a document.
I said that.
So therefore, it's not like any other shtar. At sheyitruf mehem. Since there's no power of a shtar, so I guess you can't collect from that. Okay, I guess what he's saying that they're not that these will not be leaned on any lakuchos. That's what he's saying. Okay.
Question.
Yes, Yurches. Yes.
He gives her an engagement ring. Unfortunately, the marriage never happens.
Well, we're going to talk about that right now. It's coming up.
Rabbi, did you just conclude a minute ago that it's not lean, so if he doesn't give him the chickens, there's no...
No, other people can't take it from him.
He can't sell it.
He can't sell it to anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, it's not sell it. He's gifting the chickens, isn't he?
Doesn't matter.
But they own it.
It can't go anywhere else. It's got to go to the chasan kala. Period. That's what we're saying.
Okay, but it's not lean.
So in other words, he's only giving properties that were free properties, and he's not giving properties that are leaned against.
Besides, he refuses. He said,
he can't refuse. It's too late.
He didn't give it.
They take you to court, and you have to give it. Uh-huh. You're ganef. Okay, Yilchas. Hamakadish is a isha. A man makes a kiddushin with a woman. Afilu kitcha be'elef dinar. He gives her a 1,000 dinar ring. This is an expensive gift. Hamakadish you. Here. With a $1,000 ring, 1,000 dinar, much more expensive. Now, that's just kiddushin. We haven't done anything more than that. It's just the engagement.
It's
betrothal. Now, what happens if it doesn't get done? Bein shechazrahi, doesn't matter if she backs out of it. Okay, 1 minute. And therefore, in other words, she backs out of it, and the husband agrees. Now, remember, to get out of this, she needs a divorce.
Yeah.
So she says, I changed my mind. I don't want to get married. And the guy says, okay, I can't force her. And the guy now agrees to give her a get.
Yes.
Now, he could say, I'm not giving you a get, but he agreed to give her a get. Bain Shechazaru, or if the guy backs out of it and he just gives her a divorce, Bain Shemes, or regardless if the guy dies himself, who, Bain Shemes, or whether she dies, any of these scenarios, Ein HaKiddushin Chozrim La'olam, the money that was used for Kiddushin does not go back ever.
I think that answers
Ella Harehe Matana Gemur. It's a complete gift, She'ein L'chazor, that cannot be returned. Whoa. And the commentaries say, in other words, they remain for her.
Whoa.
And when the guy gave her the ring, it wasn't that dafka they have to be together. He intended to give her a gift under all circumstances.
Wow.
And that's why it's halacha, in this halacha. When a guy gives her the ring, I'm so happy I'm engaged to you. I'm not even thinking about us. I'm not saying, well, only if you go through with this. Now, the parents is a different story, you see. When the parents have to give for this, that's only if they go through with this. Then my word is my bond. Now, remember, this is more than a word here. This wasn't a word.
He gave
it to her.
Take it, please.
I'm Makadosh you. Now, to be Makadosh a woman, you got to give her something worth a Shava Pruta. Now, he was an idiot. He gave her more than a Shava Pruta.
Far more.
But he said, but I gave it to you completely because I want to marry you. And you can't say, only if we get married. I never really intended. No, what are you talking about?
When a guy makes a kiddush,
he plans on giving it as a complete gift. And there's no other concerns over here. So, you know what? You should now know for your children, if they're going to get married, know that whatever ring you give, lehalacha, she does not have to give back that ring.
What if he refuses to give the get until he gets the ring back?
Well, then we can start some negotiations, right? But maybe the ring is worth it. She can hire a hitman and kill him instead.
Holy smokes!
I don't know. Whatever the bezin would have to. I'm just saying.
Holy moly!
But I'm just saying gets to keep the ring. Let's.
Are we making a movie
now? But this is only. Remember, guys. Well, now this is an interesting question. This is when an actual kiddushin took place. Nowadays, when people get engaged,
there's no
kiddushin. There's no kiddushin, but he's still, I would certainly think that she still could keep it.
Yeah.
Mitzad halacha, I think, because he gave her a ring.
Yeah. So nowadays, you don't have to give a get if you get.
No, you didn't make a kiddushin.
There's no real kiddushin.
It's just a word.
Until the chuppah.
It's just a word. So, you went and bought him a ring. You gave her a $10,000 ring. And now, if you're smart, you could always write a condition. You can write a shtar. If you ever back out, I want the ring back. I'm giving you this ring on the condition
that won't go over too well when you're getting.
Yeah.
It.
Well, but you know,
darling. Well,
you know, that's why better wait. Don't give her the ring till like pretty close to the wedding, right? But in the frum, whatever. Anyway, so that's something to think about in terms
of. That's why they get married so quickly after
giving that.
I assume by extension, if I bought them a huge gift from Cain's for their engagement. And they call it off. They get to keep the engagement gift.
I guess so. Now let's do a little bit more.
Wow.
Two more. Your tests are small. It's not even 10 o'clock, Sam. Vim hoyu kiddush. Your test is a one-liner. Vim hoyu kiddush. What it was a mistake in kiddushin. In other words, it was a kiddushin that couldn't ever happen.
A kohen to a...
Yes, like a kohen. It couldn't
to a grusha.
Be. It was totally not possible.
A kohen to a grusha.
Right? But, or no, it was false. No, not that. Not that. That's coming up. False representation. He married her, and he didn't know she's got a terrible disease.
Disease?
That she hid from him, and he would never have married her.
Or her husband went overseas.
She's married. She's
okay, anyway,
married.
So it was totally a mistake, but, it just could. But he didn't know at the time. It was very important. The guy married doesn't know any of this.
Now
he gives her a $1 million ring.
Million?
2 days later, by the way, I happen to be married. I happen to be married. It's a Kedushin post. For sure it goes back because it couldn't even start.
Phew.
Now, continuing that idea in Chav, Vamakadesh Achoso, what if the guy gives a Kedushin to his sister?
What?
Whoa.
Now, every guy knows he can't marry his sister. He says, here, hare
kadeshasli,
the $1,000 tabosu.
That's a present.
Hamos matana, the money is a gift. Because Adam yodeya, because a man knows, she'ain kiddushin tovsin barayas. Kiddushin does not take hold in
and it's not a
family marriages.
It's not a mistake.
A guy knows he can't marry his daughter.
Yeah, but if he didn't know it's his sister, somehow.
He didn't know it's his sister. Okay, shkoyah. Okay, fine. So if he didn't know, it's okay. But we're done where he knew.
He knew.
Bain's a taught. It's no mistake.
That's
what the Rambam said. He meant to give her a gift.
That's it.
But instead of embarrassing her, he says, I'm going to marry on this. So we know he means to say that it is a gift.
That's less embarrassing.
We will continue to talk about future wedding gifts that are coming up. Can you call Morty and we can say Kaddish?
Whoa. A few people have